The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Adam and Aleph brings down the Mishnah that says Ve'echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, according to Beis Hillel, it's B'chamish Asar B'Shvat. The Bnei Yisachar makes a very interesting diyuk. He says, why does the Tana say Lashon Yachad Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan? L'char should be Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan Nois, Lashon Rabin, like everything else in the Mishnah, which is a Lashon Rabin. And the Bnei Yisachar says a davar nifla. He says that the Tana over here is being meramez to a minig, but on the Kadmainim, that one is supposed to daven to have a good eserg on Tu B'Shvat. He says Tu B'Shvat is a time when the sarif is oil beilanus, like Rashi says, that's when things start to grow, and if you want to make sure that you have a nice kosher and mehudar eserg for Sukkis, the proper time to daven is on Tu B'Shvat. That is the Iker Zman. There's a special tefillah which is mechuber on this by the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai composed a tefillah to daven for the eserg, and it's taken so seriously by the Paiskim that there are many Paiskim that are matur to daven this tefillah even on Shabbos, even though normally we don't say bakashas on Shabbos. But this tefillah, because of its chashivas, they allowed to say it on Shabbos, or because it's a ruchnistik of bakasha, they allowed to say it on Shabbos. It's brought down b'shem Reb Shach, whose yahrzeit happens to be today, Tazayin Cheshvan, that he was matir to say this tefillah on Shabbos, because he said it's a tefillah for ruchnias. You want a nice fruit, you want to carry the mitzvah karoi, and a tefillah for ruchnias you could do on Shabbos. So the mele is like the Bnei Yisachar, and that's the pshat why the Tana said Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, lashon yachid. To be meram is it referring to a specific ilan, the ilan, la ilan, the ilan hamiyuchan, the ilan of the esrog tree, that is the ikur of the Rashonim Tu B'Shvat. To be meram is that this is the day that is mesugal to have a good esrog, and therefore he's meram is with his lashon yachid to that ilan, the esrog tree. To be meram is you should daven for the esrog on Tu B'Shvat. Adkan is the beer, the Bnei Yisachar. Now, L'chara, it's not so pasha what he's saying. It seems to be connected to the Gemara, because the Gemara, earlier on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, why does the Tana say, Yerakas Lashon Rabim, Roshana Lirakas Lashon Rabim, why is it Roshana Lamaisas Lashon Rabim? It sounds like the Tana understands, Min Hastam, everything should be Lashon Yachid, and it's Shver, why it's Lashon Rabim by Yerakas and Maisas, and the Gemara says it's coming to include different things, and Taisi says over there, Shmita Nin Yavlis, also L'chara is coming to include something, but it's clear from the Gemara that the normal way of writing it should be Lashon Yachid. And if the Tana wrote up Lashon Rabim, it's coming to be marba different things, different halachic inyanim. But minastam, it should be Lashon Yachid. So the whole kasha of the Bnei Yisachar is hard to understand. It's not shver why it says Ilan Lashon Yachid. That is really the way it should be written. The kasha is the other way around. Why is everything else in Lashon Rabim? So Mimela, Pasha should be the Gemara. You can't make any diuk from here because Rosh Hashanah Ilan is the proper way of saying it. But Al Kopanim, that is the beautiful remez of Bnei Yisachar. It's a remez to this chash of inyan that the whether you're going to get a good esrog or not is nikman Tu B'Shvat, and therefore that is the zman to be mispalel on a good esrog, and that's what the Tana is being meramez b'loshon kodesh.